Hello everyone, I'm Sebastian Clare here on Syed Stories, and today I'm going to talk about why Adnan Syed was wrongfully convicted for the murder of Hey Min Lee. Most of you may have heard of the podcast Serial. Well, I'm here to elaborate more on why Adnan shouldn't be convicted for Hey Lee's murder. So, a little bit of background. Adnan Syed and Hey Min Lee were both students at Woodlawn High School, and they were in your typical high school relationship. On January 13th of 1999, however, Hey Min Lee was declared missing. And wouldn't you know it, the police immediately go to blame the boyfriend, Adnan. The witnesses of the trial have all stated that Adnan and Hay's relationship was nothing but normal. It was typical. They would go out on dates together, sneak out, and talk on the phone for hours on end. There was nothing out of ordinary here. Hay was a smart, pretty young lady, and Adnan was a handsome, charming kid. He was homecoming king and played football and also ran track. Together, they were both your average high school students. There is one more component to this story. A skinny, slick, dope-dealing kid named Jay. Jay explains his story of what happened with Adnan and Hay to the cops. That is their main reason for why they convict Adnan. Now, Adnan and Jay weren't typically friends. Sure, they'd smoke the occasional blunt a couple of times with each other, but other than that, they didn't really converse at school. There are simply three reasons why Adnan could not have killed Hay. There's no physical evidence to link him to the crime scene. Jay's story is the only thing the cops are using to prove that he was there, and all of the witness accounts say that Adnan couldn't have done it. That just wasn't him. He wasn't that kind of a kid. First off, there was no physical evidence to link Adnan to the crime. Hay's body was found in Lincoln Park. It's near where they went to high school at Woodlawn High. It's not really a shock that Hay's body was discovered there. There's plenty of bodies that have been buried there over the decades. The cops did find rope and beer bottles about 10 feet from Hay's burial area. Yet, they didn't test for saliva or fingerprints or any DNA. They just let it sit there in evidence room for years. Cops also didn't test other hair fibers that were found on Hay's body. Now, you or me, as a citizen, would usually think that's one of the first things they do. Seeing all these TV shows, that's what they do, but cops didn't do it here. The cops say Adnan's hair was in Hay's car, although they were dating beforehand. Of course it would be in there. The next reason why Adnan couldn't have done it is because the cops are only listening to Jay's story. He always changes it. Every interview, there's something that's a little off. Jay isn't even close with Adnan. All they've done is smoke weed together, and maybe Adnan buys it off of him sometimes. Jay pins everything on Adnan and tries to make himself seem like an asset. In Jay's testimony, he also made up that they went to go smoke a blunt at a cliff somewhere, even though it doesn't fit in the time frame Jay says the murder was committed. It doesn't make any sense why he'd add that part in there if it doesn't aid his story or, you know, bring demise to Adnan's. It's just some random fact that doesn't need to be there. Jay's story isn't even a reliable source. He's got a huge rap sheet and he's only around 18. It seems like the cops are using the only piece of evidence they can to pin it all on Adnan. It might be for racism, or it might just be that they have no other option for where to turn. The third reason why Adnan couldn't have done it? All Adnan's acquaintances, friends, and witnesses say he wasn't a killer. They all say he was a nice guy, respectable, smart, and an athlete. He just wasn't the person that could have done it. Coach Sy, who wasn't actually interviewed at trial, declares that he saw Adnan at track practice on a day over 50 degrees in January. The only day that matches that description was analyzed to be January 13th. You would think a witness that stated she was talking to Adnan when the murder was supposedly committed would be added to this trial. I mean, how can you not talk to someone like that? Even back in 1999, they had video cameras in the library at school, but those weren't checked. It seems that Asia McLean never really got to tell her side of the story. It was like the lawyers and the judge and the whole system just kind of lost her. All of the evidence the police have is circumstantial. Most of it isn't even 100% true. For the evidence to be proven correct, they would need Adnan in the exact place at the exact time. All things would need to be perfect. The traffic conditions, the people, the weather that day. It's just kind of far-fetched, you know? So I don't really see how you can convict someone all based on if that day was the perfect storm, is what I'm trying to say. It's very unlikely. To close up, Adnan couldn't have been convicted rightfully. Based on all of the evidence that the police have gathered, it's not enough to prove that he's guilty. There's no factual evidence that places him in the right place at the right time on the day that Heyman was murdered. The court also neglected to reach out to multiple witnesses like Asia McLean, who said she was talking to him in the library that day, or Coach Sy, that said he was at practice. Many witnesses say he's not the person that could have done it, and it seems like I agree with that. From what I've heard him speak, he hasn't really been psychopathic, or he seems quite empathetic towards other people. He's very sincere. Jay is the only perspective the cops are using, and he isn't even fully trustworthy. Would you really want a convict telling his side of the story about how you were murdered? I don't think so. Neither would I. So, basically, all of the evidence the police have, it means nothing. Adnan shouldn't be in jail. Unless they can actually place him at the right place at the right time with physical evidence or video footage, then he's in jail wrongfully convicted. They have no actual proof. All of it is circumstantial. So it's not right. Thank you for listening to this podcast. This podcast has been sponsored by Miss Dami's English 10 class at Seattle Secondary School. If you would like to learn more about Adnan Syed's case, please visit www.serial.adnansyed.com.